Good afternoon, everybody. It is 1 o'clock on a Tuesday afternoon. You're listening to KSTK Wrangell, and that means it is time for Talk on the Rock. And we have our special guests today, Siona and Carol. Welcome to the studios.
Thank you.
Would you guys like to just quickly introduce yourselves and tell us what you're here for?
Okay, Carol Rushmore. I work with the city and the Wrangell Convention and Visitors Bureau. And Siona Coach is here. She works at Alaska Vistas, but she's sort of been in charge of putting all of Bear Fest together this year. So we're here to talk about Bear Fest.
Fantastic. This is one of my favorite events all year round in Wrangell. It's a lot of fun.
It is good fun.
Yeah. So Siona, I know, you know, I've worked for Sylvia back in the day. I know that you really need like roller skates and wings and be able to think quickly. And so thanks for taking on part of running this festival and coming up here to tell the folks about
happening
with Bear Fest.
Happy to do it.
So we have a 10th anniversary.
We do. 10 years. 10 years and running. It started kind of with Sylvia and some other folks talking about, you know, what we can do with Ann and management changes and the growth in the visitors and sort of the need to just build up some economics within the community and support Ann and the visitor industry, and that's how it got started. So there's a Bear Fest committee, and this year Siona has pretty much taken on the task that none of us have had the time to do in organizing a lot of the details and stuff for us. So yeah, but it's really exciting. It's fun to know that we've made it last for 10 years, and it couldn't have happened without all the businesses and the individuals that have supported and gone into making it work. So it's been good.
It's a huge event, I'm sure. Just a crazy
great
thing
undertaking
to organize
and a very busy time of year already. Yeah. So it's been challenging sometimes.
I think it's also kind of taken on a life of its own though, which is cool because so many more people get involved every year, and we still have a lot to do. But
that was the idea, is to get people involved and to participate and make this happen. So it's been good.
So we're celebrating bears. We're bringing people to town. We're learning about bears.
It's all about the bears.
So all about the bears. There are lots of, just looking through the schedule, lots of just sort of traditional for the last 10 years, lots of things like the marathon and the symposiums. One thing that's new is the night out. You want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so we are bringing up Chef Dana Tuff from Seattle, who has started 4 restaurants down there and has since kind of stepped back and is focusing on family and the food tech industry, on developing new techniques. So he's coming up and he will be preparing a dinner for us, kind of inspired by Wrangell and our surroundings. So we don't have a set menu yet, because when he gets here, he's going to kind of assess what ingredients we have. And we've had some really great donations in terms of, we have everything from scallops to sockeye fillets to seaweed to fresh berries. So we're excited to see what he comes up with. It is on the evening of Friday the 26th at the Stikine, hosted and sponsored by them, and Chef Jake Harris will be making the dessert. And we will also have a live auction with tons of very generously donated items.
Wonderful. And I understand the Chameleon Brotherhood will be playing that evening too?
Yes, so we'll have live music, so we're encouraging everybody to dress up and bring their dancing shoes.
Be fancy.
Yeah.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And what a great challenge, but also, you know, if you're chefy, to get to just kind of come in and pick what's fresh and what's seasonal and what's happening right now. I think he's going to have fun, too.
Yeah, we're excited to see what he comes up with.
Well, that's going to be wonderful. So what else is going on that's new that you wanted to? Oh, well, yeah, so he's also doing a cooking demonstration.
Yeah, so on Saturday at 11 o'clock outside of the Nolan Center, we're going to do kind of an outdoor cooking demonstration, and Dana is going to partner with Search. So the aspect of it is going to be that it's about healthy cooking with local ingredients. So they are going to, Tammy Meisner is going to be there and teach people how to fillet a couple of fish, and then Dana will kind of do a cooking lesson with it, and you get to taste everything.
Wow, that's a great partnership.
Yes.
That sounds wonderful. Okay, and that's by the Nolan Center.
Yes, and we're going to do it outdoors, hopefully. We're hoping
weather
it doesn't
permitting.
Rain. Yes. So we'll have a grill out there, and hopefully maybe we might do something like we did in past years with a cedar plank, some traditional way of cooking. We'll see.
Okay. So what other highlights would you ladies like to talk
about? Well, we also have Amy Gulick, the author and photographer. So her display of salmon in the trees is at the Nolan Center, and she has a new book, which is The Salmon Way, an Alaskan State of Mind. So she's going to be here and make a presentation, and yeah, that's going to be really fun.
She's also going to have a photo workshop at noon on Friday at the Nolan Center. So you get to learn from her as well as hear her talk about her book.
This is such a huge opportunity, you know, when we have these talented writers, photographers coming
huge,
in,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Giving
so
a workshop.
Exciting.
It's wonderful. It's a great opportunity. And she's been here in the past, so maybe people are familiar with the Salmon in the Trees images, and she'll be talking about this new book. The symposium, it looks like there are a few scheduled. Do you have some details on those?
Yeah, so Wednesday night is going to be the traditional symposium that we've had in the past, where each of our three presenters will be giving about a 30-minute talk on a topic of their choosing. So this year we're going to talk about both brown bears and polar bears in a couple of different regions. And Thursday night, we're excited to have kind of a new form where it'll be more like a roundtable discussion with a moderator. So she'll be asking pre-written questions, and they'll all get a chance to respond. And so we'll have all of our presenters as well as some people from our community. And we really want to focus on the management challenges of bear viewing venues, especially crowd management and safety improvements for both the bears and the people.
So is that, I'm assuming that's specifically Ann, or is that other places
too? No, because,
too?
Yeah, so we
brought in some speakers from other places.
These speakers are from all over the place. We have John Neary coming, who is the former director of the Mendenhall Visitor Center. So he'll have a perspective, and then we also have some input from Katmai and Hyder, and we're hoping to get somebody from Pack Creek as well. So we have input from all of these different places with different styles of management.
That's, you know, that's really good to know. I think it only works if rules are followed, you know, because we're going to the Bears World and expecting and getting this awesome experience that's not Disneyland. It's a real world experience. And those bears, I'm told anyway from folks in this area, that they are used to the people because the bears come every year. The people come every year. But
they're respecting the bear in some of these areas. And so it makes it work. But each place has different management techniques. And so it's interesting to listen to what works and doesn't work and why they've implemented certain management styles. So
that will be really interesting. So who are the other? So we have Amy Gulick. Who else is coming? Who else is presenting? You mentioned.
So we have Lance Craighead, who is a long. Lance has been here from the beginning with Bearfest. So he is the executive director of the Craighead Institute, and he'll be talking about polar bears in Alaska. We also have Harry Reynolds, who's the director of the Gobi Bear Project, and Dick Schidler, who is an Alaska Department of Fish and Game wildlife biologist. So those are our three main presenters, and then we have a couple people coming in for the roundtable discussion as well.
That sounds great. And also, in addition, looks like, now is this a Robert Johnson slideshow presentation? Will Robert actually be here, so he'll be here as well?
Yeah, we have both. Okay. So he'll have a photo slideshow of his own work on Saturday evening, and then he has a photo workshop as well on Thursday at noon.
Okay. And another name I noticed, there's a bird walk. Let's see, is that Saturday?
There's a plant
walk. I'm sorry, not a bird walk. A plant walk.
I'm sure there will be birds there too.
I'm sure there will. Whoops, sorry folks. That's a plant walk with Joni Johnson.
Yeah, so she did this last year actually for the first time, and we had a really good turnout, so we're excited about this year. It'll be on the Nature Trail, and she is an amazing botanist, so she can tell you all about the ecology of the muskeg.
And that's Thursday at 11 o'clock. Just meet at the Volunteer Park Trail.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this again, is just one of my most favorite events, several day events in Wrangell. One of my favorite parts of Bearfest is the band. There's always a great musical performance, one or two around town. So this time, the Chameleon Brotherhood, and I know we met Matt and Stan last time as the accomplices.
Yes.
Yeah, they came here to the studio and played, and, you know, maybe I can talk these poor guys into coming up, too.
I bet they would love
we'll put a bug in their ear.
We would love to have them. So they're mixing it up with different musicians, and so they're going to play, let's see, they're going to play during the night out.
Yes, they'll play during the night out, and then they will play at Ramey's on Saturday night.
And there's a jam session. What day is the jam session?
It's on Saturday.
Mm-hmm. On Saturday
at 10.
So if you're a musician and want to join in with the jam session with the Chameleon Brotherhood, share some music, might learn something new, sure have some fun.
It's outside the Nolan Center, and anybody can go.
Okay.
All ages. There's also some fun stuff for the kids. And we have the Cub Plunge again and the Reed with a Ranger. And then there's some kid games on Saturday, too. So there's some fun events for them as well.
And Smokey Bear will be with the Reed with a Ranger.
Usually that happens. Yeah. I hope he'll be here. That's right. And then again, for anybody that needs to be bear aware, there's a bear safety class. That's something that we've always put together.
Right.
And it's really important if you're going to be out in the woods hiking or camping or doing whatever to know what to do or how to respond. So that's tomorrow.
That's one of the first event, actually.
Yeah, and that's going to lead right into another new event, which is a gun safety, which Alan Rooney is going to lead. So you can just go from one to the other and kind of get both of those.
Okay, very good. One of the traditional events, the marathon. I want to talk a little bit about that, and if you haven't registered and still want to, or where to meet.
Okay. Oh. It's not too late to register by any means. Go to raceroster.com and you can register for the marathon, the half marathon, and the 5K. You can also register that morning, but it's better if you can do it ahead of time.
And cheaper.
Yeah, and cheaper. True. But that's on Sunday, and the registration will start at 7 and the race starts at 8 a.m. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So if you're driving that day, give them a honk, because I'm sure they'd appreciate your support.
We have lots of aid stations set up along the way that will be vying for a prize.
We are looking for a few more volunteers for the meeting the night before and the day of the race, so you can contact me if you are interested.
And how do they do that?
Why don't I give you all my cell phone number? You can contact me, Siona, at 509-607-4478.
Okay.
If you're interested in volunteering.
Let's take just a quick break, and then we'll come back. We'll, in the meantime, discuss, make sure that we're covering all of our bases here, and be right back with Carol and Siona. This is a call-in show, folks. If you would like to call and ask a question or make a comment, you can do that. Just call us here at 874-2345. We'll be right back. Thank you. right, we're back. It's 14 minutes after the hour of 1 o'clock. This is Talk on the Rock, and our guest today, we have Siona and Carol, and we are talking all about Bear Fest. So one of the events that we want to make sure and let people know about Saturday, Guardian Flight is in. I think that, is this a new
event? This is a new one.
Yeah, this is a new one. So they're going to have two things. They're going to be at the Nolan Center first at 9 a.m. on Saturday doing a Stop the Bleed workshop, which is basically some vital first aid skills, but you get to learn it from these great first responders. And then after that, you can join them at the airport for a tour of their new medevac jet. So that will be exciting. And they will also have an aid station that they have volunteered to help on Sunday. And it's going to be on Airport Loop in case they get called out.
They're right there.
Yep.
Also on Sunday is the annual Bear Fest Golf Tournament, which starts at 10. And hopefully the weather will be cooperating. There won't be rain all week. And then also at 10 is the Bear Fest Community Market at the Nolan Center. So there should be lots of good fun booths there for people to participate and sell their wares.
And probably some Bear Fest merchandise.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
The whole week we'll have a table at the Nolan Center with people selling tickets, raffle tickets, which are on sale now. A couple people have been at the store selling them, and they'll be at the table. The drawing is on Sunday after the first marathoner gets back, and the prize is 2 round-trip tickets anywhere Alaska Airlines flies.
Nice. So come find us for Bear Fest raffle tickets.
Yes.
It's a big fundraiser for us for next year's events.
Okay.
Yes.
We also have Native Storytelling at 2:30 on Saturday. So that will be at the Tribal House. And these will be traditional stories told by Tlingit tribal members. So we're really looking forward to that. And following storytelling, we will have a smoked salmon contest at 4 p.m. At the Nolan Center.
Last year was our first year. And it was, so we were kind of learning what to do and not to do, but there was some really good salmon.
Yes. So the winner will receive a $100 prize.
And Ivor won last year.
Ivor won last year.
Mm-hmm. And bragging rights.
Yes, and bragging rights. So hopefully he's going to defend his title. But it's still time to go smoke your salmon and get it entered.
Okay. Yeah. If someone wants to enter smoked salmon, do they just bring it to the event? Do you bring it ahead of time?
Yep, they can just bring it a few minutes before the event, and we'll have a couple of judges to taste.
Oh, gee. How do you get to be a judge?
You can do it. You're hired.
Yeah. And then, let's see. Then that night... is sort of the information for all the marathoners and the half marathoners. There's a pasta feed and all the information to them is provided. Robert Johnson will be doing a slideshow presentation at 6:30. And then the next day, something that's not on the schedule. So after the marathon in the morning, so please drive safely when you see all these runners on the highway, out the road.
Give them some space.
Yep. But after the marathon at 3 o'clock, the Wrangell Orchestra will be playing at the Nolan Center, and that is not on the schedule, which makes me also want to bring something else up. So any changes that we have to events or additions, deletions, whatever, will be put onto AlaskaBearFest.org's website or on the Facebook page. Mm-hmm. So we will try to keep everybody updated if there's any changes in the schedule.
Okay, that's the best place to look to get those daily updates. I love the AlaskaBearFest.org website. Beautiful pictures, all kinds of information available there, and then the updates on the Facebook page.
Oh, and that's the other thing. There is a photo contest.
Ah.
And all entries need to be in tomorrow. Tomorrow afternoon, I believe.
And do those go to the Nolan Center?
They'll go to Nolan Center, or you can bring them down to me at City Hall, either way. But, don't forget that. Get your photos in, digital versions and the printout.
Okay.
Yep. And there's prizes for the winners.
And then I also want to point out that on the back of the printed schedule is the Search Culture Camp schedule. So they have both a dance paddle making class and a headband beading class. And I'm not sure if there's room in those left, but there's limited spaces available. So you can contact Tammy Meisner to get enrolled in that.
Okay. Have we covered everything? I mean, this schedule, it's many, many days. It's jam-packed.
Yeah. Okay, so I... One thing we also need to say is every year a new bear is painted.
And yes.
We would like to thank Janie Fitzinger for the bear this year. It's absolutely beautiful. Has her fish on it. Mm-hmm. And it, last time I saw it was in front of the Stikine Inn. So they move them around. They move the bears around. So where's the Bear Fest bear? That's always the big question. But she did an awesome job on this year's bear. So
thanks to Janie for doing that. Yep. Yeah, for sure. Good. And that's always fun to drive around and see where the bears have moved to. Now there are 10.
Well, actually, mm-hmm. there's more than more. That because yeah, the school painted the sports guys, yep. the little baby bears. So there's plenty of bears about.
Lots of bears. A new one every year. So, okay. And I know that... you know, an event like this does not happen all by itself. And I know you have a lot of sponsors. So certainly want to send a shout out to those folks who have made Bear Fest possible, whether you're a volunteer or a sponsoring business. You guys make it happen.
Yes, we couldn't do it without you. Absolutely. Yeah. So thank you to everybody.
Yeah, thanks to everybody. And you can see that list of sponsors. This printed schedule, I know part of that came out in the paper.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There's some posted around town, and you can download it from the website as well.
Okay. And when you're on that, look for those sponsors. And when you're around town doing business, be sure to
please thank them.
Thank them.
Yes, yep. Absolutely.
Yeah. So ladies, is there anything else we have? Have we neglected anything? Do we need to touch on anything?
I think we covered it.
Okay. All right. Well, here we go. Bear Fest 2019.
Bring it on. All Let's right. go.
Thanks for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you.
Thank
All
you.
Right. And it's now 20 minutes after 1 o'clock. Stay with us. And we'll be back next week with another edition of Talk on the Rock.